Hi, you're listening to 84, the podcast for early stage startup marketers and founders who are looking for go-to-market strategies that'll make the best use of your limited capital and help you innovate towards product market fit. On today's episode of 84, we are talking marketing and sales strategy for really early stage ventures. We're talking pre-seed when you only have maybe $10,000 in the bank. What should you do when you're pre-product market fit? Welcome to 84. I just got off the phone with a friend of mine and client that's building a customer success onboarding solution. It's a brand new startup company. It's just him and a co-founder right now. He just quit his job to do it. And he is running into some strategy issues and just doesn't know which way to go. So in this episode, I want to talk about some of the things that I shared with him. And something people really start to question when they start to think about a go-to-market is, how do I make all of the pieces fit together? Right? Like, how do I do my cold outbound? How do I do my content? How do I do my demand gen? How do I do my product marketing? And then at the same time, do I even have product market fit that's going to inform all of these things? And the truth of the matter is that you have so many variables to test, but maybe you only have a very small amount of seed capital, like $10,000, to do it with. So what are you going to do? Because should you over-index on your cold outbound and just buy a ton of emails? Should you over-index on your demand gen and advertising and just barrage your target audience with awareness, consideration, decision stage content and get them to convert down a funnel? Or should you pivot entirely and take a slow, steady, content-driven approach that could take up to 7 months and requires you to write every single day to start getting that traction? And could even take as long as 2 years in some cases. That's what Joe Paluzzi says in his book, Content Inc., where he studied almost 1,000 content strategy-driven and created businesses. And he says in most cases it takes 7 months as to 2 years and closer to the longer end to create a content-driven go-to-market. So a good way to think about this is you really have to take a multi-factored approach. So first you have to look at your skills and your founder skills. So are you good at doing cold outbound? Do you have, SDR experience? Do you have sales experience? Is that where you shine? Can you get people to open? If that's the case, then you might wanna have a bias towards cold email and over-index there to get your initial customer conversations. The other thing to think about is, where can you purchase access to your audience the cheapest? Is it the cheapest way to is going to cold outbound the cheapest way to get in front of your audience? Is that where the consumption's happening in the email inbox over the cold call? Is the consumption happening over highly targeted LinkedIn ads, or is the consumption happening in the search engine results pages? Now, my personal bias here is that you want to go with the highly targeted LinkedIn ads because you can get incredibly granular with these ads. You can pick the exact companies you want to target. You can even pick companies that have only been growing at a 20% or 30% revenue rate year over year. So you're getting growing companies, right? And then you can deliver so much content to them in the feed. And LinkedIn newsfeed consumption is up at an all-time high right now. So there's no better time to get that early boost, and it's underpriced right now as well. So it's a really, really good time to do LinkedIn advertising. But the problem with LinkedIn advertising is that most early stage founders, it's rare for a founder to be a marketer. Usually you have someone that is a sales guy or a visionary that really sees the product, and then you have an engineer that's gonna help them execute on the vision, and that's your founding team. And it's rare that there's a marketer on the founding team with a marketing background. So that's kind of where I come in here. And because of that, it's very overwhelming for founding teams to, for founders to think about how they're going to create all this content. How are they going to learn all these platforms? For example, it's common for many founders not to know basic things about targeting on LinkedIn, like the fact that you can do job title-based targeting. that every marketer knows. It's like learning to walk using LinkedIn, right? If you haven't used LinkedIn and ran advertisements on there, you're probably, you know, a little bit underskilled in the startup marketing environment, especially the B2B environment. Personally, I've ran over $1 million worth of ads on LinkedIn and produced several million dollars in pipeline from them. So the other question is that what actually produces pipeline, right? Is it the LinkedIn ad? Is it the conference? Is it the SEO? Is it the ebook? Is it the email? Is it the cold outbound from the SDR team? And that's a question the marketing world has tried to answer for a long time. And the best answer we've come up with is that it is a multi-pronged approach. And it depends on what attribution model you believe in. So do you believe in first-touch attribution or do you believe in multi-touch attribution, which is, do you believe that the first event that that converts someone is the most important, or activity that converts someone is the most important, or do you believe that each activity is equally important, or do you have a more complex approach to multi-touch attribution where different activities are weighed differently? Now, personally, I believe in a hybrid first touch and multi-touch approach where the first touch that converts is weighed the heaviest, but then each touch is also weighted according to performance. So for example, a webinar conversion would be weighted more heavily than an ebook conversion or an email list subscription, right? And then you can also take into account the lead score. But that doesn't really help early stage people because the answer isn't good enough. Like, I can't tell someone that you need to do everything because it's not possible. And that's where the approach from the book from, what is that book called? I'm totally forgetting the name of the book, but that's okay. Because the approach they recommend in it is the bullseye method. And I just remember the name of the book. It's Traction. That book is a godsend for early stage startup marketing. And what the bullseye method essentially says is that you are going to take a small percentage of your budget and you are going to allocate it to each channel out of the three, you're going to allocate it to those top three strategies that we've identified, right? So first, you're going to try out some content, see how it goes. You're going to try out a little bit of LinkedIn advertising, see how that goes. You are going to try out a little bit of cold outbound, see how that goes. Because really, there are so many variables at play here that there is no solution besides testing, measuring, and then seeing what's effective and what isn't. And many times, due to personal skills and lack of skills on the team, channels that might have been incredibly effective just aren't, because you don't have the expertise in your culture to do them effectively, like LinkedIn ads, for example. If you don't have the expertise in your culture to do that properly, chances are it's not going to be effective. Same thing with content. You can write 2,000, 3,000 word articles that are just beautiful, but if they're not SEO optimized and they're not targeting the right persona, they're probably not going to rank, and then they are kind of going to be totally useless, right? So you really need to think about what skills you actually have and what skills you can get access to and what expertise you can get access to as you're picking your traction channels. And you also want to think about what's underpriced. So again, I'm going to say it again, LinkedIn is really underpriced right now. People have pulled their advertising budgets due to the crises, so there's never been a better time to use LinkedIn ads to test as a method. Now, when you're thinking about using LinkedIn ads in this scenario, a common mistake that many people make, especially founders, is they do something like this founder I spoke with today. They write an article, and then they send ad traffic to the article, and then they say, damn it, I didn't get any conversions on the article. Well, one piece of content cannot move someone through all three stages of the funnel. You have one piece of content per stage of the funnel. The stages are awareness, consideration, and decision. In the awareness level, you're really just trying to make them aware of the problem and aware of your brand in the context of the problem, and that you're being helpful in the context of their problem, right? That's it. So really all you're trying to look for there in an ad campaign is consumption. And because LinkedIn is so targeted, you can get really granular data about consumption. Like, you can create a video and target it at a set of companies and job titles at those companies, and then see, VPs did a 75% completion rate of my video. I had three CEOs do 100% completion rate of my video. Very interesting. I had these companies do a big completion rate of my video. Very interesting. And then what you can do from there is you can use a two-pronged approach, two-step approach, right? So first you run the video ads and you look at the completion. You know who you're targeting because you use job title targeting. And then you look and see what companies had the video completions. Then you go to your cold email and you hit them with a cold email and create a conversation, right? And that will work really well, in my opinion, if you're an early stage startup. But now, again, you have to really toe the line between being spammy with your email outreach and really not, right? Like, you don't want to, like, if you go on a date with someone, you don't want to go and go for the kiss right after the handshake, right? It's too soon. Both parties don't know if that kind of chemistry or rapport has been built up. You know, you haven't spent any time talking or doing any of those things or exploring the potential between the two of you. And that's a fine line to walk as well. But again, no better way to figure it out than test it. So to sum it up, the best thing you could do is get really targeted with your LinkedIn ads, create an awesome piece of video content that they are going to watch that really speaks to them, and then look at your analytics and see what companies are consuming. Then use your money to buy emails at those companies and phone numbers and start creating more value for them, right? Any way you can think of, any way you can think of, start trying to create more value for them, whether that's a free trial, you know, whatever that is. I think we'll have to do another podcast episode on the different offers you can go out with. But I think that's a great strategy to get intel, that 1-2 punch of the LinkedIn ads that are hyper-targeted, plus the video, plus the analytics on watch time, and then looking at the company names, knowing the job titles you already had targeted, and then going and outreaching specifically to those people in a way that's not pushy, probably with some more content, some more helpful ideas in your email. And that's all I got for you guys today on AD4. If you haven't checked out that episode I did with Sam Parr on writing, please check it out. And I will see you guys next time on AD4. Thanks for listening to this episode of AD4. If you got value from the episode and perhaps you learned a little bit more about how you could use LinkedIn and cold outreach to make the best use of your limited pre-seed budget for go-to-market, please smash that subscribe button. And if you're listening on iTunes, please give this podcast a 5-star rating. And I will see you guys next time on AD4.